Thank you and good morning. Wednesday afternoon, sheriff's deputies responded to a business in the 900 block of Redwood Drive in Garberville after a caller reported a group of people partaking in inhaling what deputies called small whippet canisters. Upon arrival, the group fled the scene on foot. However, a short time later, deputies located and conducted a traffic stop on a truck headed northbound on Redwood Drive, driven by 34-year-old Andrew Vinort. Deputies located hundreds of whippet canisters in the bed of Vinort's truck. The search also turned up 32 individually packaged containers of concentrated cannabis and 1 ounce of shatter, another form of cannabis. Vinort, who was driving on a suspended license, was booked into county jail for possession for sale, amongst other charges. Ferndale police conducted a traffic stop near 5th and Ocean Streets Wednesday evening, and a Eureka man was booked into county jail for driving under the influence of methamphetamine. During the traffic stop, officers contacted Casey Woods and detected the odor of marijuana emanating from his vehicle. Woods was also showing signs of being under the influence, and a search of the vehicle turned up a rifle, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia. To go along with DUI, Woods was booked for possession and possession of a firearm while under the influence. On Tuesday, agents with the County Drug Task Force served multiple search warrants in Eureka, Riodel, and Fortuna. With agents from the Bureau of Land Management called in to assist, 3 men were arrested and booked into county jail. Law enforcement discovered almost 6 pounds of black tar heroin, as well as 7 additional pounds of a cutting agent used to make heroin, 5.5 pounds of methamphetamine, packaging material, and large amounts of cash turned up in the search as well. Florencio Hernandez, Cesar Carbajal, and Alfredo Santos were all booked into county jail on various drug charges, as well as conspiracy to commit a felony. 23-year-old Devin Schmidt was identified as the suspect who committed arson at a residence in Eureka Tuesday afternoon. Schmidt was seen by a citizen leaving a residence in the 1300 block of Muncie Street as the fire began. Humboldt Bay fire crews spent an hour on scene ventilating the roof and bringing the blaze under control by conducting an interior attack. No injuries were reported, however, one of 3 dogs found inside of the house died as a result of smoke inhalation. Humboldt deputies were notified of Schmidt, and he returned to the scene several hours later intoxicated. Deputies detained Schmidt, and he was booked into county jail. The results from Tuesday night's election were released, and one of the tax hike measures, Measure A, failed to pass with 45% voting for approval, while 55% voted against it. The measure would have increased staffing at all 3 fire stations in the Arcata Fire District by raising the annual tax of a single-family household by $96 per year. On Wednesday, Chief Desmond Cowan said the following statement: "Despite the measure failing to pass, I'm committed to continuing the ongoing effort to increase staffing to serve the needs of residents, and doing nothing is not an option when we look at the needs of the community. The fire district can introduce a new measure as soon as June of 2016. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wednesday afternoon, a press conference was held at the Eureka Police Department, and Chief Andy Mills detailed Sunday's shooting that left a CHP officer with a gunshot wound to his leg and a suspect dead. Officer Steve Curtis conducted a traffic stop on a sedan driven by 20-year-old Killian Shane O'Quinn near 4th and Q Streets. When O'Quinn exited the vehicle, he drew a firearm and a brief struggle for the weapon ensued. O'Quinn was able to free himself and subsequently fired a round, striking Curtis in the right leg. Curtis returned fire, fatally striking O'Quinn multiple times. He then held the 4 remaining passengers at gunpoint until Eureka officers arrived and removed him to safety. The 4 passengers were interviewed, but they were later released. Chief Mills opened the press conference commending Curtis and his discipline after seeing video of the incident from the CHP patrol car.
Thousands of CHP officers all across the state and hundreds of thousands of local police officers throughout the nation place their lives on the line daily and wind up in very precarious situations. Mostly we come out on top, sometimes we don't. But based on the video that I saw, based on the actions that I learned, Stephen Curtis, a CHP officer of 13 years, is a hero.
Curtis has left the hospital, and he is expected to make a full recovery. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.